There are multiple measures that can be taken. Number one, showing value. Show salespeople the value in having up-to-date sales and marketing data inside a CRM solution. Demonstrate great reporting, to-do lists, and workflows that can add value to a salesperson's day-to-day functions and saving their time at the end of the day. Help sales team members sell more. Use CRM to evaluate opportunities to increase revenue and margins. Showing sales team members that they can sell more or increase margins and therefore make targets and earn more money helps motivate the correct use of CRM solutions. Increase efficiency. Automate tasks to increase efficiency. Showing salespeople that they can get more done in a day to allow them to focus on what's important, which is selling and customer care, not the other mundane tasks. Ask the sales team members which tasks they believe can be automated and then get to work to use your CRM to automate those tasks. Their intervention, their tasks are the most important for you to be able to put it in all in your CRM. Examples might include the electronic creation of quotations from a mobility device that allows a quotation to be electronically converted to a sales order when the customer provides the approval to proceed. This simple automation saves time, energy, money, and makes them more efficient and the process more efficient as well. C-level buy-in. Similar to implementing an ERP solution, senior management buy-in is required to improve your chances of success. Make sure that the sales and marketing teams understand that all C-level execs have bought into the process and that updating of the CRM solution and adding your relevant data to the solution is a must-do. Everybody should be on the same page, including the C-level and the senior management. Make sure that these teams, interdepartments are interconnected and also understand the importance of having a good CRM solution and updating it according to their tasks and what the problem they are facing by automating their tasks on a regular basis. Appointing a CRM manager. Appoint an internal CRM manager or a product manager. This person will be constantly looking for ways to add value in the CRM solution. The CRM manager will have regular meetings with the sales team members and sales managers to understand which areas of the solution can be further streamlined to add more value to their days, finally adding more value to the customer. The CRM manager will also be ensuring data integrity and updates in the system by running system audit checks and relevant reporting to encouraging sales team members to keep their CRMs and their sales data up to date. Because if this data is up to date, you will know more about your customers. When you know more about your customers, better chances of higher profits, higher revenue, higher business from the existing customers, or even identifying the perfect new customer for your business. Thus, hiring a CRM manager is very important. Check the data. Might be very simple to hear, but the most important. Run regular checks on the data to ensure the CRM is updated on a daily basis. If a salesperson has done 5 sales calls in a day, there should be a minimum of 5 CRM updates, detailing the outcomes and next steps from each appointment. If the data has not been entered into CRM, then chase the salesperson to get the job done. Because it's your job to make sure that they fulfill and update this on a daily basis. If they don't, you're losing out on data, which might not be useful in future because people might not even remember what they had done on that particular day. So daily updates of data is very important. Manage sales meetings. Use CRM to manage the content and flow of sales meetings. Run sales meetings report directly from CRM during the sales meeting. Doing this will quickly identify gaps and requirements that they have not been updated yet, like from sales opportunities, sales pipelines, everything. Sales team members will quickly start to embrace doing regular updates to CRM to be ready for the next sales meeting. More you do it via CRM, the more it becomes a habit for the people, and the better it is because you will get data gaps and the requirements that are missing. Appoint super users. These super users will have specific product and domain expertise. They can help users with additional training and system configuration. Super users should always be on the lookout for improvements that can be made to the CRM and the relevant processes. The more you improve the CRM, the better it becomes for you and your salespeople. Make the system easy to use, as easy as possible. Make sure that the sales team and sales manager find the system as easy to use as possible to access from any mobility device possible as well. Updating a sales opportunity after a sales appointment should be done within a few clicks from any device from any part of the world. Thus, making them feel that this process, this tool is helping us and not taking away our time. Provide comprehensive training. Keep training and retraining users to find more effective ways of managing CRM and associate sales cycles. The more you train them, the more you retrain them, because they might forget some things. They might find more effective ways to use the same software and find better sales cycles. Importance of HR practices with respect to customer satisfaction. HR is crucial to improve customer satisfaction. Yep, surprising, but true. The maxim "customer is king" signifies the importance and value of customers. Customers are crucial for a business and its success, and a customer-friendly culture drives a company's profitability. No longer is the sales team alone expected to determine customer satisfaction. HR too plays a major role in ensuring customer satisfaction by hiring the best talent and training them to serve customers effectively. Customer satisfaction and loyalty can take the company ahead even during a downturn. In order to drive customer satisfaction to an enviable level, HR should concentrate on smart hiring practices and employee development. Employees look to executives to determine and communicate the organization's strategic goals and visions. When your executives are willing to vouch for your new CRM system and share CRM implementation related information, your chances of a successful rollout are much higher. If they're not in sync, if they're not willing to vouch for you, it's not going to be a successful rollout, because it's just going to go down the drain. Your end users will mimic the attitude and views of your leadership team. If your executives don't support your new CRM, your end users surely won't be either. Sales rep, service reps, and all the other CRM users will put more effort into a successful adoption if they know it is vital to your leadership team. A CRM system should be an integral part of your business. It will improve and support internal processes, strategies, and culture. Your executives need to communicate this to the end users so that they just don't view it as another technology that they need to learn, but something that is going to actually help them. Many organizations make the mistakes of thinking that leadership buy-in is the only necessary thing to sign the contract and get the budget needed for CRM implementation. But gaining executive support across the entire CRM process is crucial for a long-term success and adoption and implementation. If just the leadership team decides to buy it in and just throw it on the people below them, it is not going to help. It is the executives who are going to be using it on a day-to-day basis. So their support is the most important thing in buying or finalizing a CRM. You should include at least one executive from your organization in the beginning stages of searching for, evaluating, and comparing different CRM vendors. They will help bring new ideas to the table that sales leaders and marketing leaders, IT leaders, and support leaders may not have considered, because these are people who are working at the ground level. They will provide inputs on which your CRM would best help achieve company-wide goals and which vendor aligns best with the overall company vision. If you move to implementation with leadership already on your side, you will face fewer roadblocks and you will be able to plan an implementation project more quickly. Plus, they will be better versed in handling internal communications regarding the CRM. Hiring the budding star performers. To build a customer-friendly culture, HR should hire only such employees who are capable to reinforce customer satisfaction. A successful customer service representative is one who is an optimist, flexible, and able to manage stress and criticism at the same time. He should be able to strike a balance between his interests and that of the company and the customer. Thus, scrutinizing a potential candidate should begin from the time he appears for the interview to the time it gets hired. The candidate's body language, attitude, before and during interview might give some cues about his or her capabilities. Situations that might probe the candidate may have encountered during his earlier work experience during the interview helps you to identify the candidate's ability and attitude, and thus results in the development of a new HR system. The new system appraises the prospective candidate's traits. This is done through open-ended questions in the interview and a comparison of their traits with those of well-known personalities in the same field. All of this is for hiring the best person in your team and train them to become the star performers as well. B. Training the budding stars. On being recruited, a candidate should be trained to establish customer relationships, to serve customers better, one needs to understand his and her needs. For this, the employee should be aware of the different personality traits and their behavioral patterns. Effective communication skills need to be imparted. Further, developing the voice tone of the employee and his body language take the lead here. Research shows that 55% of the total impact of an employee's interaction with the customers is by body language and 38% by the tone. 55% by the body language. In particular, employees serving customers telephonically need to improve their listening skills as it is difficult to comprehend the same over the phone. Listening to the customer attentively and restarting and restating it concisely shows the kind of attention a customer is given by your people, by your team members. They insist that their employees speak in an amicable manner to customers. Words like certainly, it's been my pleasure, put the customer at ease and display the employee's zeal to serve. C. Building customer loyalty through employee loyalty. Employee allegiance is crucial to build customer satisfaction and loyalty because customer and employee satisfaction run parallelly. New employees feel good about their company when they have the opportunity to acquire new skills and move up the corporate ladder. Once an employee stays with the company for about 3 years, he gets restless if nothing new is happening. So you got to make sure that you build employee loyalty, which is going to further build customer loyalty to you. And obviously make it better for your company, because right from the having the same people to the same customers and loyal people and loyal customers is like the cherry on the cake. Similarly, new customers feel thrilled by the attention company showers on them. Over the years, regular customers used to attention, however, begin to feel neglected and explore new avenues. The more you focus on them, the better it is. The moment you start to neglect them, it will lead to them going away, exploring your competitors, and exploring them for other business avenues. An organization that does not acquire the loyalty of the customer or employees might be left in lurch. The two are interdependent. If the employee is happy, the customer satisfaction is also high, and vice versa. Impact of total quality management on human resource management. Implementing a TQM system has become the preferred approach for improving quality and productivity in organizations. TQM is a participative system empowering all employees to take responsibility for improving quality within the organization. TQM calls for a change in the corporate culture where the new work climate has the following characteristics: an open problem-solving atmosphere, participatory design making, trust among all employees, a sense of ownership and responsibility for goal achievement and problem solving, and self-motivation and self-control by all the employees. Applying TQM principles in HRM. The current emphasis on quality as a competitive strategy has produced many views regarding the actions necessary to achieve it. Leaders in the quality movement have proposed similar approaches which share certain themes. These themes can be summarized as 5 basic principles. Focus on customers' needs, focus on problem prevention and not correction, make continuous improvements, seek to meet customers' requirement on time, the first time, every time, train employees in ways to improve quality, and apply the team approach to problem solving. To institute TQM or total quality management as a philosophy within an organization, all employees must come to realize that satisfying customers is essential to the long-run well-being of the firm and their own jobs. No longer is the customer-driven focus exclusive to the marketing department, but customer satisfaction can only be achieved after first defining the customer groups. The new perspective here is that all employees exist to serve their customer groups, some internal and some external to the firm. The human resources department has internal customers to satisfy, which indirectly provides ultimate satisfaction to external customers as well. In addition to identifying customer groups, there are essential TQM customer issues. Clarifying what products and services will provide maximum customer satisfaction, measuring satisfaction, and continually monitoring and improving the level of customer satisfaction are all fundamentals to the TQM philosophy. For the HR department, applying these TQM issues would translate into identifying the expectations of senior management, their principal internal customer regarding TQM and spearheading the TQM program's implementation on the basis of those expectations. TQM in practice for HRM might also mean periodic surveys, both formal and face-to-face, to monitor the senior management's level of satisfaction as the TQM processes unfold. The TQM approach entails identifying the wants and needs of the customer groups and then propelling the entire organization towards fulfilling the same. A customer's concern must be taken seriously, and organizations should make certain things that its employees are empowered to make decisions that will ensure a high level of customer satisfaction. This can only happen when there is TQM happening and implementing around it, because your end goal is to make sure the customer is satisfied at the highest level. This can be achieved by promoting an environment of self-initiative and by not creating quagmire of standard operating procedures and company policies. Flexibility is the key, especially in a business environment that is diverse and constantly changing, as most are today. Based on this customer-first orientation, organizational members are constantly seeking to improve products or services. Employees are encouraged to work together across organizational boundaries. One is the initial contact with the customer is critical and influences all the future association with the customer. It's like your first impression is one of the most lasting impressions ever. The other idea is that it is more costly to acquire new customers than to keep customers you already have. We have learned this time and again in this entire series. Exemplifying TQM here would mean that the HR department would need to train itself, focusing on being customer driven towards other departments. The effective use of quality improvement teams and the TQM system as a whole can be reinforced by applying basic principles of motivation, in particular the recognition of team accomplishments as opposed to those of individuals. When you recognize the entire team, it's going to showcase much better versus just an individual. And the effective use of goal setting for group efforts are important in driving the TQM system. The HR department is in a position to help institutionalize team approaches to TQM by designing appraisal and reward systems that focus on team performance. For many companies, the philosophy of TQM represents a major culture shift away from a traditional production-driven atmosphere. In the face of such radical operational makeovers, a determined implementation effort is vital to prevent TQM from becoming simply latitudinal and the team approach just another management fad. Senior management must take the lead in overt support of TQM. In summary, top management's responsibilities in the TQM implementation process includes initiating agreement on goals and measures that cascade through the organization, providing the agreed resources, people, money, training, machines, everything, to assigning authority and establishing deadlines to put resources into motion. Monitoring progress in achieving goals and not to apportion blame, but to aim for improvement and constant excellence. And measuring improvement and reward both the achievement of goals and the ways they are achieved. In TQM, the top management has to play a very vital role by getting the right things implemented at the right time for the right kind of people for the right goals of the organization. Beyond modeling TQM, the HR department, with senior management support, can play a leading role in implementing a quality strategy across the firm. Human resource management can play a vital role in implementing and maintaining a TQM management process. HR managers are responsible for recruiting high-quality employees, the continual training and the development of those employees as well, and the creation and maintenance of reward systems within the organizations for the employees by the top-level management. Tailoring the TQM cultural development program to the firm's circumstances is essential in overcoming resistance to change and moving beyond simple compliance towards a total commitment to TQM, and preparing employees to be more customer friendly as they are the first customer of the quality services of the organization. Under TQM, the customers define whether or not your products are high quality. Customer input is highly valued as it's going to allow a company to better understand the needs and requirements in the manufacturing process. For example, customer surveys may reveal insufficient durability of goods. This input is then fed back into TQM systems to implement better raw material sourcing and manufacturing processes and quality control procedures. Notable examples of companies like Ford Motor Company, वापस से. नोटेबल एग्जाम्पल्स ऑफ कंपनीज दैट हैव सक्सेसफुली इंप्लीमेंटेड TQM आर फोर्ड मोटर कंपनी, आईकिया, टोयोटा एंड मेनी मोर. अकॉर्डिंग टू द आईकिया विजन, फर्नीचर मस्ट बी सेफ एंड एनवायरमेंटली फ्रेंडली. थ्रू आउट द सीज ऑफ न्यू प्रोडक्ट डेवलपमेंट, द इश्यूज ऑफ सेफ्टी, एनवायरमेंटल सेफ्टी एंड क्वालिटी आर कंसिडर्ड. Therefore, TQM is a significant part of IKEA policy. The adoption of TQM and Kaizen at Toyota led to higher product and work quality at all levels of the organization. These are a few examples wherein TQM has been successfully implemented and resulted in a significant improvement in the organization's people, culture, product, all of it. With that, we come to the conclusion of the chapter. Key things that we learned in the chapter are employee buying for CRM implementation, employee relationship management, employees customer orientation, HR practices with respect to customer satisfaction, impact of TQM on HRM. You might want to take a short break, drink lots of water, listen to a song, don't use the phone so much, come back with a nice motivation to go to the next chapter and take a deep breath in and deep breath out as many times as you like. And you know what to do? Yep. Whoever you meet, wherever you go, whenever you can, don't forget to smile and spread a smile. Thank you so much.